So this is a really exciting story, okay? Jesus has been doing his ministry for a few years. We've been hearing a lot about his ministry recently as we've been reading Matthew's gospel. We've been hearing about the messages that he taught to people. We've been hearing about all the miracles that he did. And now it's getting towards the big finale of his ministry, which, spoiler alert for next week, is his resurrection from the dead. Okay, very exciting. And it's now 1 week to go until that day. Jesus knows it's coming. He's already tried to tell his disciples about it, but they don't really get it, obviously. It's quite confusing. And so he's coming into Jerusalem today. And in our story, we've seen a lot of different symbols and objects. And they tell us a bit about who Jesus is. So as we prepare for Easter, we want to find out today who Jesus is, why he's come, all about Jesus, okay? And that's going to be really helpful for us to know as we come into Easter and when we remember that Jesus is our friend and he wants us to get to know him. So what objects have we seen in our story today? What things have we had in our story? Cloaks. Yes. Okay, so we have our cloak. Wave it in the air. So one of the things we find in our story is the cloaks. People lay their cloaks down on the ground. Now, we don't often do this today. You know, when I come into church, people don't normally lay their cloaks down. Excited as they are to see me, I'm sure, that doesn't normally happen. So why do people do this? Well, this is an entry fit for a king. In Jesus' time and place, people would lay their cloaks down if someone really important, like a king, was coming. They would lay them down to make the ground soft and beautiful for that person. So this shows us that Jesus is a king, a ruler, somebody really important and powerful. This isn't just the welcome that a traveling preacher would normally get. This is something much bigger. This shows that Jesus is. They see Jesus as their king. Amazing. So what other objects do we see in our story? Palm leaf, amazing. Would you like to bring me a palm leaf? Nice. So we've got cloak, and now we've got palm leaves. Amazing. So why do we have palm leaves? Well, palm leaves, does anyone know what palm leaves represented at this time? They represented victory and triumph. So when a king had gone off to battle, gone off to fight, and then he won the battle, they would come back waving their palm branches, and people would wave the palm branches. So this shows that Jesus is victorious. He's won a battle. He's triumphant. And what's the battle that Jesus has won? Well, it's a battle against death. Obviously, he hasn't come back from the dead yet, but we know that he already has the plan set in motion and that he is winning that battle. We know that when Jesus gets killed, he comes back to life. And because of that, all of us follow him one day into eternal life. So Jesus has won a huge battle against all the bad stuff in the world. So that's why they wave the palm leaves. What else do we have in our story? We have an animal. A donkey, yes. Great, so we've got our donkey. So why does Jesus ride a donkey? So I said earlier that Jesus was like a king or a king coming back from battle, waving his palm leaves, cloaks being laid down. But when a king comes back from battle, do you think he's riding a donkey? Probably not. Do you think of donkeys as being a good fighting animal to take into your battle? Have you seen the film War Donkey? No. It is not a thing. So Jesus chooses to ride a donkey. And it says in the Old Testament, in the prophecies about Jesus, when people talk about Jesus when he's going to come, it says that Jesus was going to ride in on a donkey. A bit different from the king, the triumphant battle king. And that's because the donkey represents peace. Jesus was a king who was triumphant in a battle, but his wasn't a violent battle. He didn't come to earth with a big sword and fight a fight. Jesus came peacefully, and he won that battle against death with peace, by peacefully accepting going to the cross and then coming back to life. by loving people the whole time he was alive, by leading his disciples peacefully. And he always responded with peace to those people who were angry at him as well. So we know that Jesus was a peaceful king fighting a peaceful battle. So that's what the donkey shows us. There are so many things we find out about Jesus, but some don't seem to fit with others. We know that he's a king and a victor, but we also know he's peaceful. And that's what makes Jesus so different. Cool. We have one more thing I'm thinking of, which some of us might have had something that we were shaking or... Yes, Belle, your shakers, amazing. They didn't have colourful plastic shakers in Jesus' time, probably. I must admit, I'm not an expert. But what did they shout when Jesus was coming? Hosanna! Yes, they shouted Hosanna. And Hosanna means saviour or save now. They were shouting, saviour, saviour, our saviour is coming. You know, when Jesus fought that battle and won that battle against death, against sin, against the bad things in our lives, you know, that was him saving us from those things, saving us from all the bad stuff. And they knew that Jesus was coming to save them. But they, by calling him Savior, you know, not anyone can just save us. They probably heard lots of preachers in their life, and they didn't think that preacher was going to save them. They've probably seen lots of kings before, and those kings weren't ever able to save them. None of the kings of Jerusalem were as perfect as they wanted to be. But when they see Jesus, they know he can save them, and that's because Jesus is God. Jesus is God who's come down to earth. And that's what eventually made people really angry at Jesus and want to kill him, is because they knew that Jesus had claimed in lots of ways that he was God. And that made them angry because they didn't understand how true it was. For Jesus to be fighting that battle and saving us as a king in such a peaceful way, that is what makes us see that he's different from everyone else, because Jesus is God come to earth. So when we see this amazing procession, we see all kinds of processions at the moment, you know. We might see a celebration parade, a carnival, we might see a protest march. But this procession was unlike any other. It was the arrival of a peaceful king who was actually God. At Christmas we say Emmanuel, God with us. And this was what he had come to do. So as we go through this week, we can remember Jesus is traveling with us in this procession. We can remember who he is and that he wants to be close to us. And we can remember the saving power that he has and the amazing things he's going to do for us on Easter Day.